Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're here. Can you tell us a little bit more about your out-of-body experience and what happened and what you learned?
Sure. This was way back when. It was actually before I started Wisdom from North. And finally, I lost my voice again. I talked a little bit about that I was in Spain, having fun, singing for tourists on this hotel, like tourist hotel. And all of a sudden, I strained myself too much, so I lost my voice and I couldn't perform. So they had to perform without me a couple of weeks. And then I had nothing to do, right? So what I did was I found this course, Astral Travel and Dreams. And they told me in the course that if you are doing these techniques, you will get out of your body and you will have lucid dreams. And I trusted that. And I went all in. Like, I isolated myself. I meditated 3 times a day. I practiced concentration and concentrating my mind, which is a huge part of it. Practiced being observant wherever I went, like on the external. What am I hearing? What am I seeing? What am I feeling? What is going on inside? And it was, it's something I'm not doing now because it takes a lot of energy to be doing it. But I had the time and I had the opportunity. And it started with lucid dreams. And lucid dreams, for those who are new to it, it is to wake up in a dream. So you go to sleep at night and all of a sudden you feel like you wake up, like you become conscious within the dream. That means that you can navigate the dream. So let's say we're in a dream right now. All of a sudden, I become like, oh my goodness, we're actually dreaming. And that means that I can do whatever I want. I can fly through the window. I can fly to the pyramids. I can do whatever. I think there are some limits, I think, but hardly any. I've interviewed a few teachers about this. Charlie Morley is a wonderful teacher within lucid dreaming. So what I also did when I was lucid was that I experienced my body as different. So I pulled my finger and it got long. For instance, my hands were different. I felt I had this blue, this blue body. And when I'm saying this, it's not just a feeling. Like, this was like I'm sitting here right now. Like, it was so real. Like, I was in another dimension, being fully conscious, being in another body, being Janneke. Now, where that is, what it means, there's so many questions around it. Like, we can say it's in the astral world, blah, 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 but still, what is the astral world? Is it in one big mind? What is it? Is it different than out-of-body experiences? Some say yes, some say no. I think it's the same, but that's technicalities. But then I had a very like life-changing experience. I started practicing other techniques mantras and visualizations. And they're very like sacred, these like mantras and stuff like that. It felt very sacred. And it does also feel sacred when you start to have these experiences. You're like, oh my goodness, there's so much mysticism that we don't know about. So I did these techniques. I was laying on my bed and I was focusing my mind on this mantra and I was visualizing. And all of a sudden I come into what is called this vibrational state. That means that you start to feel this vibration all over your body, but it's wrong to say your body because you're just feeling you're vibrating everywhere. And you don't know what's vibrating because you don't feel your body as solid anymore. But I had learned about this. So I knew, okay, that can happen. So I didn't become afraid. And that's very important because if you do become afraid, you just snap back into your body.
You shut it off.
So I was there and then I realized, okay, now is the time where I need to get out of my body with my spirit self or with my other self, whatever it is. So I rolled out. There are several ways of doing this. You can go up there. You can go down through your legs. I rolled over out of my body. And all of a sudden, I find myself standing next to my bed. And I was thinking, oh my freaking God, I'm standing next to my body. This is surreal, can't even, you know, explain it. And I knew that, okay, my body's there. And I started peeking like slowly, but I was so afraid to be, you know, shocked of how I looked. So I didn't dare. Just saw there was like something laying there. It's so surreal. And then I was like, okay, I know that I can fly through walls and everything. So I went through my wall. And I knew that, okay, my mind can say, oh, you can't go through a wall. But I knew I could go through a wall. So I was like, go through the wall, go through the wall. And I went through the wall. And then I flew out into the universe. Or my thought was, if I get out of my body, I want to meet God. Now, this was way back when, right? When I had another concept of God. And I felt that God is in heaven. So I flew out of my window, up, 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 up. Up in the sky to meet God. And before that, actually, I went down to the street, I remember. I flew down, I think, first, and I saw people were walking around, but they didn't react to me. And that was, I felt that was weird. But then I was like, okay, yeah, I was going to meet God. So I flew up in the wind, up in the sky. And there I was sort of hovering in the sky. And it felt so real. That's my point. Like I felt that this is me. I'm here. This is real. My body's something else and I'm in another reality. But my goal was to meet God. So I went up there in the sky and I didn't see God. But for many years, I've had the feeling that when I pray, I'm not being heard always because this was sort of... I was out of the depression, but I still didn't feel empowered. I hadn't started Wisdom from North. And I felt when there were big disasters in the world, like I remember the tsunami, for instance, I felt I couldn't speak to God because then I would take up space for those who needed God. Do you get that feeling that I'm not worthy of God?
Yeah, I don't think you're alone in that feeling at all.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was... I had forgotten.
Trim your prayer, keep it concise because everyone else is lined up behind you, sort of thing. It's like, yeah, touch wood. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't see any God, but all of a sudden I flew sort of, I was attracted to an object that was in the sky. And when I came closer, it was this cluster of telephones, like old telephones that were clustered together like that.
Are you looking for a connection? Sorry, I'm a right. Dad. I can't help with the dad jokes. I'll shut up.
Yeah, but, you know, at that time, I didn't think in that, I don't know. I didn't get it at that time. I was like, what is this?
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
And all these voices came through all these telephones. And I was like, there was a lot of noise. So people were calling. And what I realized when I started listening was that it was prayers. Like, it was prayers coming out of all these telephones. And I get a bit like emotional. And what I also had the sense of was that they were all picked up. Like, they were picked up, all these callings, all these prayers. And in that moment, I felt that, oh my God, it's all these prayers, they are picked up and they are heard. And also my own prayer is picked up and being heard. And that was profound. Like, that was what I got. That was the message. And I think, like, I didn't get it at that time. I had to wake up and I contemplated on it and I realized, oh my God, like, God sees me. And that's the message that I needed to receive, was that all our prayers are heard. And it was shown in such a, like, a practical, funny way that, you know, speaks to me in a way. I'm very, like, rational and practical. So that was beautiful. And after that, I felt this hallelujah feeling when I actually woke up. I was like, oh my God, I've been out of my body. This exists. And I wanted to run out on the street. And I saw people and I was like, I just want to tell you that this is all a game and an illusion. And you're much more than you think. But I was like, I cannot do that. And I called my mom.
And then you came back into your body when you had the, you woke up in your body when you had the visceral download and the realization of the insight that you sort of left to go meet God for.
Pretty quickly after, there was another thing happening. I went into sort of, there was a waiting room that appeared all of a sudden that I went into. I never quite knew what it was. Some channelers have been speaking about this waiting room, but I haven't sort of figured that part out yet. So there's another part that I quite didn't understand. But that was like the message I was left with and the most strong out-of-body experience I've had.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.